Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, welcome back here for the 7 o'clock hour. Antonio Brown, man, we can't do a day without a little Antonio Brown. And if you haven't heard the latest and you're just getting up, he is now being accused of rape by a former personal trainer that I guess went to college with three separate times. So AB did come out and go, this is a money grab because we did have a sexual relationship together, but
consensual.
She was fine with it. Right. Yeah, she was okay.
That was,
now,
that was 12 times in the lawyer's report. Yes.
Brittany Taylor is her name, and of course, this coming out as he was supposed to have his press conference today with the New England Patriots. So we'll see how Belichick handles this one. He's after everything that he's been through with his group and everything else. And again, it's just allegations at this point. We understand that you're not guilty, and we do that sometimes, and we're trying not to, but you look at the things that he's got going. I'll tell you what, you can make a good living as long as he's paying his attorneys and he's not stiffing them. You could get a lot of work, because he's got another trainer still trying to get paid from the work he did when he flew from South Florida out to Oakland, California, and worked with him. It says, I never got paid. You got a celebrity chef from the Pro Bowl last year still trying to get a little more than $38,000 from him and everything else. I'm guessing those social media guys who are so good that work with him, I'm guessing he's up to date with them paying him.
I can imagine that's the only bills that are being fully paid, because he loves that social media stuff.
So and I heard like it never stops. So he's already working on trying to get those social media guys all set up for the game. Now, I don't know if that changes now with everything going on, but they were trying to get passes down on the field to do stuff for him. And I was just thinking, like, I know Belichick was really patient with Gronk and everything, but I don't know how he feels about all this social media stuff. Now, when you're a great player, you put up with a lot more than when you're an average player, and I understand that. But I am really curious how the social media, the being late, and now this, even though it's just an allegation, what the team does with this, and a team that doesn't like distractions like the New England Patriots, starting with their head coach, who gives you no material at all from – talking to media and everything else.
But Gronk didn't do like the social media stuff like this. This is a whole nother.
No, he was an off-season,
right?
Social media.
Whatever he
guy.
Did and whatever he was doing and whatever kind of stories you saw about him were normally outside the realm of training camp and the end of the season where the Super Bowl was. It was after it and right before camp started. It was the cruises or the parties or all that stuff was all off-season. Antonio Brown's is during the season, is in the locker room. Like, it's a big difference. And this guy's addicted to social media. It's not even a question. Like, his life revolves around social media
at
this
it.
Point.
Well, he likes it. And so I've talked to young people go, man, his stuff's unbelievable. He's the best. Like he does it better than anybody with all this stuff. And people talk about all the different pieces. And he's obviously got some really talented people working with him. We know that. So that is part of it. And then I guess as you get a little bit older, it just kind of wears you out. Like, dude, I'm kind of like John Gruden's last comments. Dude, can you just play football? That's going to stick with me forever. Where John Gruden finally says, they're going back, well, do you want me to play or not? Like, can you just play? Like, can you stop all the other stuff and can you just play football? Can you just go to practice, spend time with your kids and play football? Do you have to have all the other stuff? And AB said, that's all part of me. Like the social media stuff.
I'm more than a football player.
People love it, man. They love all the different avenues that I use on social media. And he's probably where would he rank? He's probably the best at it.
Oh, no.
With the pieces.
When it comes to that, yeah,
of course. He's throwing all his crazy-ass stories with it and the stuff we see and you know, and running around the backyard and
yeah,
LA,
but one of the best things I've seen on the internet or social media in the last couple of years has been that one with the taped call from Gruden.
One, yeah, the,
produced
the
well, like
minutes.
This was like a small movie that was put together, and then all of a sudden you see the social media of the camera live on him in his house or the phone camera when he's released, and he checks Twitter, and that's how he finds out, not even from a phone call, and then he's free and he's running in the backyard, then he calls his grandma and says, "God is great, look what happened, I'm finally free again." Like, Joe, this guy's addicted to it. If you take it away, I don't know what's going to happen to him.
He was calling grandma and thanking God.
Yeah, God has done it, grandma. God is good.
That was a hell of a combination. God now cares where you go and you play. He's got a plan. I guess even when it comes to where you're playing your professional career. So we had all that stuff, and because of that, we're going to have Jeff Darlington, who had a sit-down one-on-one before this all started, all this craziness started in the offseason, and we heard he doesn't need football. If it's going to be on his terms from now on, and he said some crazy things because football's really not on your terms, although he's done it as well as anybody if they are, because he's been able to do some crazy stuff, and the situation just get better as he now gets a chance to, if this – unless this falls through, he's going to be a Patriot at some point. I don't know how it's all going to play out. It's going to be really interesting. David Weinstein's going to join us at 7:40. Jeff Darlington will join us coming up at 7:20, ESPN NFL reporter. And we'll talk to both those guys about all the crazy stuff. I just never seen anything like this. And then on top of it, whatever happened between he and his personal trainer, whether she was raped or he went too far or whatever, we will probably never know for sure, because he's saying she's just trying to get money out of him, and she's telling her story about all the different situations when it happened. I don't know how that all plays out. Of course, the NFL is going to get involved, because anytime you hear rape or sexual battery, it's pretty serious stuff, obviously.
No, and this is NFL takes this very seriously.
And then the other thing is, people are talking about, with everything that's happened going back to Hernandez, are the Patriots, do they have to be a little more sensitive to all this stuff, whether he's guilty or not? I don't know. Honestly.
We'll see that soon,
they're,
right?
They're just about winning, man. Like, right? They're
football and football and football and nothing else besides football.
We're about winning, and, you know, as long as you play by my rules, you know, and they can't prove it, you line up and we'll get you the ball, and we'll get you playing. Somebody else brought this. I don't know. I just heard this overnight. This is a weird one, too, that he might be living with Tom Brady right now. And if he is, does his wife go, "Tom, really?"
Who'd you bring to our house?
You brought what? We got allegations of rape charges with a guy staying in the back bedroom down there, right, in this huge-ass $20 million home we have. Home's plenty big.
Sure.
But
doesn't matter, though. You bring someone to the house.
I know he's your receiver right now.
Right now.
But, yeah, I can see where that's a little weird.
Of course. Can you imagine that conversation?
Tom, did you know about this? They're having breakfast together, and Antonio's sitting there. Oh, no, I didn't do anything. Don't worry. Yeah. No, I'm good.
I mean, he's got to come out and address that, too, if he walks out in the kitchen and Giselle's there with a kid. Hi, good morning, Giselle. Just don't read into anything that you see.
Yeah.
Can you pass the milk?
Can you imagine, though, the bed talk with Tom and Giselle?
No,
going, hey,
I can't.
How do you explain this one that just broke a little while ago, Tom? He's downstairs.
Right. He's in bedroom 9. Okay, he's in bedroom 9, and he's living in our house.
Man.
Do you see what's breaking on SportsCenter now? This is not good.
This isn't a new social media tape that's out that we're all laughing about.
How about when he tapes the first message in the bedroom downstairs? Like the way, you know, he puts one on social media from the room down there.
I've got a nice ass house.
Yeah, right. Like, he's doing a tour of the house, and, you know, he's walking around. There's Giselle walking around. Like, yeah, this has got to be an interest. Listen, you've had conversations with your wife when something weird or awkward happens, and it's in the house. Can you imagine this one? This is a weird one.
No, actually, I can't. You're exactly right. I can't even
imagine. Over something much less than this.
I've had somebody stay at my house that my wife doesn't like.
And there was no allegations or anything like that.
No, it was just like, why?
Awkward.
And then the guy literally does dumb stuff on top of it after I defend him.
Right.
Like brings a girl home from a bar and stays at my house.
Right.
Like, who has the balls to do that? Who does that? And one
buddy.
And one better than that, they get up in the morning on a Saturday morning, and I got my kids sitting there. We're all sitting there having breakfast, and the girl gets up and, like, got a long T-shirt on and walks out and sits with us. And I can see, like, I was like.
Well, you know there's a conversation happening with you and your wife after that.
So he sits down, and he goes, hey, meet whatever her name was. I forgot what it. Meet. You're like, huh? She goes, can I have a cup of coffee? I poured the girl a cup of coffee. Then my wife's like, you didn't just pour a cup of coffee.
Oh, you can't mess with your wife's coffee. You know that.
He literally just brought her home late last night. And she goes, hey, Joe, you take the sheets off too, by the way.
Yep. Get that laundry detergent out.
So I had to take the guy outside. He takes her home. Give him the car. He takes her home. Comes back. I said, dude, we got to talk, man. Like, you're out of here. And I've told this story. I put him in a cheap motel. I said, dude, you just effed up. Like, what are you thinking? It was hard enough to get you a green light to stay at this house because you're so dysfunctional. It doesn't matter what we did when we were kids in good old Marysville, California. It's done, bro. And you can't be picking a girl up at Bo Campers and bringing her home. What were you thinking? And then Bo calls me. He runs up a bill. I'm telling you, just got more dysfunctional.
Now think about Antonio
Brown. And Bo's going,
Brown.
Hey, bro, you got a tab, man, from your boy last night. I guess he put on a show. Like, oh, geez. You couldn't make all that up. Anyway, we got to go to break, man.
All right, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL reporter, friend of the program as well. And,
friend of Antonio Brown, right, too.
I was going to finish that by saying also had a nice sit down with Antonio Brown about a month ago or so, or whatever it was. And now we have more Antonio Brown news. So good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
How are we doing? We're doing good, man. Well, what do you want to talk about? Antonio Brown or a 59-10 loss that you didn't have to sit and be part of? Which one? Anyway,
I have a feeling we're going to dive into both, aren't we?
Right, yeah, we'll hit both a little bit. Let me ask you the Antonio Brown stuff. It looks like off that interview, you've kind of built up a pretty good relationship with him, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I got to know him through that interview process, actually, when I was when I lined up the interview and kind of you get to know him through the process and everything. And the weird part about this, the tough part about this situation is this is not just the football antics, the football drama that we can have fun with. This is a far more serious situation on both sides, both for Antonio, who is defending himself, and for the accuser, who obviously has some very serious, just disturbing allegations. So
yeah.
No longer are we treading in the water of, like, you know, did he try to deliberately get off the Raiders to get to the Patriots? Now we're talking about some, unfortunately, very, very serious stuff.
Are you, I'm guessing you're going to be up in New England covering this? I'm guessing they're going to put you up there?
I actually don't know. I'm flying to L.A. for another feature shoot or something else, and I'll be at the game on Sunday for sure for Patriots, Dolphins. But at this point, to me, what's most interesting is just how, you know, in a world of immediacy where we're trying to get answers right away and everybody wants to know, for instance, is Antonio going to play on Sunday? And all questions that obviously exist. And it's like, I don't know that the answers to that question, first of all, are most important, and second, are the answers we can get right away. I mean, this is like some involved stuff. So that to me is the most interesting aspect. Like, what can we even say today about this? Really, that's fair to either side.
It's always a different story when it comes to things that happen up in New England with Belichick, and whether it's a football story or off the field stuff.
Right.
How does this work out with Belichick with this? Even just an accusation right now. Like, what happens here? I know they got to be careful. Joe brought it up earlier because of all the Aaron Hernandez stuff from years ago. And like, how does this all work out with Belichick now, even though it's just an accusation?
Well, it's interesting because in 2010, or was it 2010? No, it might have been before that. When was it? Randy Moss,
right,
was a member of the Patriots and faced accusations of violence against a woman. And he literally the next day went into the locker room and was like, this was an extortion attempt. This was an attempt for this person. They told me that if I don't pay this money by this time, that they're going to come public with their accusations. And the Patriots obviously supported him until they traded him. But so, there is precedence for this up there on what they'll do. And actually a situation that, you know, a player who obviously came in very controversial and got himself right when he was playing with the Patriots. Belichick has been down this road, not even as extreme as Aaron Hernandez, but in a situation like this. I mean, like Randy Moss face. So I don't know how to handle it. I honestly don't. I mean, this is any situation like this needs to be treated so separately from any other situation, because the second we go down the road of blanket statements and treating one of these situations like another, we're doing a disservice both to the player and the accuser. So, unfortunately, it's one of those things where we're just going to have to wait it out.
The when you did your sit down with him, which we all thought was really, really good. I'm just curious. He says a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah.
What was your read from the guy after spending time with him and going through and going where he's grown up and parks and sitting with him in that beautiful home?
Well, he's certainly the most unique person. When I came out of that day feeling like, I remember, you know, even my wife was like, well, what was that like? And I was like, he's the most unique person I've ever met in my life. I mean, he's such an interesting guy. He's got this charisma about him when you're with him on a minute-to-minute basis, and this total disregard for time. Like, he doesn't. It's like he lives in a world that doesn't have a clock. And it's actually, in certain ways, sort of refreshing, until I would imagine you have to rely on him, in which case it would be very frustrating. So I think that's the enigma that is Antonio. In parts, people would meet him and be around him and be like, wow, this is incredible. This person manages to kind of like float through life. But in the other aspect, when you're in a world of football, and this is where it translates to the Patriot way, that is the polar opposite of the Patriot way. And I guess that's why this experiment to me is so specifically interesting. It's the Patriot way goes against everything that he sort of does and stands for in his life. So that's where I'm kind of interested to see how this unfolds.
Let me just ask you a follow-up, because we've been talking so much about this. Of course, he went to Norland High School and grew up in Miami and everything else. What was most likely to take him down? Social media, not used the right way, being late, or something else? Yeah. What do you think it'll be?
You mean with the Patriots?
Yeah, with the Patriots, where it doesn't work out.
Well, I mean, we've been introduced to a whole different set of circumstances today, right? And circumstances that we haven't necessarily, a road we haven't really been down with Antonio at this point. So how this unfolds, what kind of case we suddenly see here, obviously, is the most important thing when it comes to Antonio Brown's future. Outside of that, we talk about social media and being late. I would honestly argue that probably being late or not being reliable in that context, I would say that would be the biggest challenge for him. I don't know that you change those stripes overnight. You can shut down your Instagram account for a little while. Not that he's proven to want to do that. But,
I don't know about that.
But like, being late, I mean, the Patriots are going to have to bend on that. Like, everybody says, you know, Antonio's going to have to figure it out, you know, because the Patriots, they don't bend on those kind of rules. Well, then it's not going to work.
I agree with you. I'm glad you said that. I agree.
It's one thing to expect a guy to come to the middle a little bit, but you don't sign him if you expect him to suddenly be on time every day. That's a dumb decision on your part, knowing his history, if you sign him expecting him to completely change. It's just not going to happen.
Jeff, interesting, you know, you were on the Dolphins beat for a while. Now you're doing the national thing and you're going to different teams. But interesting beat to be on in the last 12 months outside of winning a Super Bowl and the owner caught up in with solicitation charges and starting safety, cocaine possession, now this with Antonio Brown. There's a lot of news up there in New England, and it's not necessarily football news all the time.
Well, right, and it's especially interesting because the Patriots do so often get what we could deem a pass, right? Like, as soon as we see a troubled player go to New England, it's, oh, it'll work there, of course, you know? And it doesn't always work. And I think that they have a reputation of obviously winning, and they have a culture that is bigger than one person, and all of that helps. But ultimately, it doesn't always work. And if the Patriots aren't careful, you know, one of these things can kind of lead to a breakdown. But at this point, I mean, they're coming off of the Super Bowl, and it's tough to also to suggest that it's not going to work with them. That's the weirdest part. It's just a wild place.
We live in a social media world. Everything's got to be on social media. I even like when I check your Instagram and stuff like that, and it's a quick hit on ESPN that you're putting on. Everyone does it. It's fine. Is Antonio Brown addicted to social media? Is he going to be able to live without it if something happens and he's not in the NFL anymore?
That's a good question. I don't know that I know Antonio well enough to honestly, like, I mean, I don't know. I go down this road all the time with these situations. You know, I don't know Antonio that well. It's not like, you know, like, so I don't know that I can get into his head in that regard by any means, but it certainly seems like it,
right.
You know? Certainly seems like to a degree. Yeah, I understand. I actually understand why NFL players want to fight for more, you know, independence and ability to be themselves. I get that. You know, but when you walk into the Patriots building on what seems to be your last chance, I feel like, personally, I'd probably be like, yeah, I'm just going to shut this thing down for a while. But he doesn't think like that. And
no, that's what makes him so unique.
I don't think that's going to change either.
Not affected by stuff, man. You're exactly right. Yep.
You know the wild part, though? Putting the current situation aside, which I understand is a really difficult thing to do because it's so fresh and so new. Everybody who's been ripping Antonio for the past, like, year, saying, oh, he screwed up this time, his career's over, he's gone from getting out of a contract with the Steelers that he didn't want to be in to going to the Raiders and getting $30 million guaranteed, to blowing that whole thing up where everybody said, now he's really done it, to winding up on the best team in the past 20 years, catching passes from the greatest quarterback of all time. So it's like, I mean, he's got like 9 lives when it comes to this stuff.
Pretty amazing stuff. Hey, other story here in town, a team you used to cover. Did you ever think we'd see a 59-10 in a rebuild or tank? What were your thoughts?
Man, you know, like, I get it. Everybody's screaming at Flores, you're tanking, and say it, you've got to say it, you're tanking. But, like, what do you want the guy to do? Like, they are trying to fix their salary cap after years of just dismal mediocrity. So, on one hand, you can't scream at them for trying to finally fix this thing the right way if you don't want just year after year of 6-10. And, like, I honestly feel bad for Flores more than anybody else. I do believe that it's not going to be a one-and-done year no matter what. From what I understand, the conversations I've had, he can go 0-16, and he's getting more time. So settle in. You know, like,
well, he's getting more time then because that thing was looking like 0-16 the way it looked the other day. It doesn't have lot of talent, as you know. I'm not.
But you can't trade away your seemingly best receiver and your franchise left tackle what 5 days before? I don't even know what it was. And expect a head coach to win. I mean, that is absolutely absurd. The person I feel the worst for is Josh Rosen, because that guy, unlike Flores, if he doesn't come out and show his stuff, he's in the exact same situation this April than he was last April on a team that has the number one overall pick in the draft, that's in the market for a quarterback, and that did not put Rosen in a position enough to even give him an evaluation. So that's where they're kind of screwing themselves in terms of why even trade for Josh Rosen if he's not even going to have a chance to prove himself worthy of the job.
Jeff, you said 0-16 and Flores will be fine. What about Chris Greer? Is Chris Greer, if this team really looks as bad as they are?
Guys, nothing about this year. If Steve Ross makes any evaluation about this year after the things that he's told everybody coming into this situation, then he is a hypocrite. And I don't believe that he will do that. I honestly don't. Like, you cannot go into this and say, we are – look, if you want to say he's tanking, fine. In a sense, absolutely they are tanking. But what they are doing is coming in and saying, we screwed this thing up so badly over the past five years, and we had so much dead money, whether it comes to Ndamukong Suh or Ryan Tannehill, that we finally have to get this thing figured out. And whether people like it or not, this is unfortunately the road to fixing that. And if Steve Ross wants to fix it in this way, take this path, and just rip the Band-Aid off, you cannot evaluate the people who are forced to make those decisions.
Yeah, it's gonna be an interesting one. I guess season. All of us, Jeff, just thought it would be because they talked about being competitive, obviously limited, but competitive, and they just don't match up because of the situation.
And I think that's the thing. Like, what, like Flores saying, like, we're going to be competitive. Of course, the head coach is going to go out there and try to respect the game and get the guys he has to play well for him. I mean, you know, like, it reminds me of, like, that movie Major League when the coach comes in and is ripping the bikini off the, you know. Like, of course they're going to try to rally around each other. It doesn't mean they're going to succeed at it, you know. Yeah. It's so hard. But I understand it's going to be a brutal existence, and I'm not saying it's right to do it this way, but I mean, how long have we been down here year after year?
Right. It doesn't work the other way. Right. You're right. 6-10, 7-9, 8-8. Tease everybody with 10 wins, and then for the next 7 years, average to below average.
You know what happens, Joe? Every year you wind up with the 12th overall pick. You get some guys, a decent starter. You wind up kind of moving on from him eventually. Right. You sign some guys in free agency to try to patch things up. You wind up with a bunch of dead money there and you're in the same crappy situation.
Hey, Jeff, I'd be happy if it was a decent starter every year with that 12th pick. That doesn't necessarily work either.
There you go.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Well, listen, man.
Hey, best thing about Jeff right now, he goes from this to a dentist. This, I don't know what's going to be worse, this or the dentist.
I have to go to a dentist and get something in my mouth fixed. And
hey, JD, we appreciate you coming on.
Always.
This morning. Thanks, man. You take care of yourself, man. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Jeff Darlington.
Extra Novocaine.
ESPN reporter. Yeah.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.